Blog Talk Radio.
Joe, I'm Average Joe. I let my music run a little bit long there today because we're going to talk about music today. This is Average Joe again. This is the only show that's in black and white on the radio, and I don't know much about a lot, but I do know a little bit about a lot of things. So, like I said, we're going to talk about music today. This is going to be an unusual music show, but because of copyright infringement and everything, I can't actually play any of the music that I'm talking about. So we're going to have a music show with no music. Before I get started, just a little bit of housekeeping. If you want to call in, please do 914-219-0884. Again, that's 914-219-0884. You know, don't wait until I'm at a point where I need to take a break and listen to somebody. Feel free to call me anytime. We're going to talk about music. I'm going to talk to you about, basically, again, my history and my love of music and kind of where I've started and where I've come and where I am now. Speaking of music, we always promote the VFW Post 2908 is presenting the Boots and Roots Music Festival on August 4th. That's at the Stanley County Fairgrounds in Albemarle, North Carolina. Bucky Covington is the headliner. Charlie Farley, Daryl Harwood, Tyler Hatley and the Little Mountain Band, and Cuz Coon. Doors open at 3 o'clock. The show starts at 4. Admission's $15, if you bring a cooler, it's $10 if you bring a cooler. Food will be available. Parking is free. Bring a chair, cash only, and there is some camping available. I think all of the powered spots are already taken, but feel free. There is some primitive spots. You can call the fairground at 704-983-2913. You can get tickets at the Post 2908 in Albemarle, and if you have any questions, you can always call Becca Thompson, the promoter, 704-984-1744. Feel free to call her if you got any questions about where to get tickets and all that. So let's get into it. I played my intro a little bit longer because I've basically been playing with intros trying to find music that's not copywritten, and there's a few out there on YouTube and et cetera. And then my original show, the first few shows, I actually had a friend of mine, Brad Horde, who is actually a movie producer, he kind of got his start in the soundtrack business, and I've seen a couple of his, he makes short films mostly, and he's always working on a project, but Brad was nice enough to let me use a couple of tracks that he made for me just to, you know, get things started, and I may look back to him to customize me something else. But right now we're just running some canned music that I found I thought sounded okay. So anyway, regarding music, I and a lot of you may can relate to this. And let me just say one more time, call me if you want to, 914-219-0884. Well, I'm sure everybody actually can relate to music because everybody, I don't know anybody that doesn't love some kind of music. My first experience with music is probably the same as a lot of people in American culture, especially in the South, and that's in church. You know, hearing the hymns in church and singing, and then you're in Sunday school and you learn to sing Sunday, you know, sing little kids' songs and Bible school and all that. And there's been a lot of famous artists that have come out of music in church. I think Whitney Houston, she's the first one that kind of comes to mind. I'm sure there's tons more. And as I'm going through my favorites today and artists and concerts and everything, I know I'm going to forget a lot because there's just so many. There's so much out there, and there's just so much difference in taste. I probably won't talk about any rappers today because I'm not really into rap. But, you know, I know a lot of people are. It's very popular these days. So anyway, I was first introduced to music as a child in church. And then my mom and dad actually had me taking piano lessons. So I took piano lessons off and on for about 6 years. And I was pretty good at it, I guess. But, you know, I wasn't, you know, passionate enough about it as a child that I wanted to keep doing it and never did really go anywhere with it. I can still play a little bit and sort of read music, but not, you know, nothing to write home about. So, you know, playing piano, most of the stuff I did on the piano was the classical type stuff, waltzes and, you know, simpler songs, things like that. But, you know, not really music that I was majorly into. I think my mom and dad probably would have liked to see me become, you know, a gospel musician of some sort. But, you know, I just really wasn't interested in doing that. So my first interest in the main genre that I'm into, which is rock and roll, you know, I'm 56 years old, so, you know, rock and roll music's been around, I guess you could say technically from the 50s, but, you know, the blues and all been around a lot longer than that, but when rock and roll was kind of growing up. But my first introduction, and this is kind of a funny story. Well, not really a funny story, but my brother, he's about 6 or 7 years older than I am. So, of course, he was a little ahead of me on getting into, you know, rock music and things like that. And his best friend in high school, or one of his best friends, went over to his house. And I'm not going to mention any names to protect the innocent, but went over to his house, and they always like to listen to the music on the headphones. And I guess that's because, well, for one thing, it sounds really good on headphones because you get a real full, you know, sound, and you don't have any, you know, kind of, you don't have any ambient sound, you know, coming from anywhere. You're totally isolated, and you really get a good sound on headphones. I mean, even back in the 70s and probably before that, listening to music on headphones is the way to go. But they turned me on to this group called Mountain, and I don't know anybody. I mean, they're well known, of course, but they're kind of obscure. I mean, you know, it's not these days you don't hear too much about Mountain anymore. But they did an album called Nantucket Sleigh Ride, and the title cut Nantucket Sleigh Ride, and there was like an introduction track called Tonta. And they turned me onto that, and I was like, man, this is awesome. And really, Mountain, if I go back, I mean, if you look them up on YouTube, look up Nantucket Sleigh Ride and also Tonta, and you will, it's something like you've never heard before. It's really different. But anyway, that was my first exposure to rock music. And then, of course, you know, straight away, the Beatles. I'm a big Beatles fan. I'm a little too young. I never did get to see them in concert or anything like that. But I've always, you know, collected a lot of Beatle albums, vinyl, CDs. You know, I've listened to Beatles my whole adult life in early or late childhood. Led Zeppelin, you know, we were into the, you know, again, you know, late 70s. David Bowie, you know, he's in a class all to himself. God rest his soul. Rolling Stones, you know, British, but definitely Americana there, you know. The Doobie Brothers, always liked the Doobie Brothers. Long Train Running, I think, in China Grove, you know, those from that one particular album. I forgot the name of the album, but the one with Stagecoach on the front. I think it was a Stagecoach. but anyway, those were some of my favorites. And then there was The Who, or they did a rock opera album called Tommy, and incredible album. That's where Pinball Wizard came from, and some other well-known Who tunes. And then there was actually a movie done with that same track. I mean, it was done on an album. But, you know, I don't know that you don't really see that many rock operas anymore, at least that I'm aware of. And I'm not, you know, the funny thing is I'm not really out there looking for music that much anymore. When people tell me about stuff, I'll give it a listen and all that. And really, I don't even listen to music on a daily basis. Usually when I'm in the car, I'm listening to guess what, talk radio. But I do love music. And then there was Pink Floyd. That was later in my high school years. Matter of fact, The Wall came out in 1979, and that was kind of our anthem, you know, at school. We liked being on the dark side a little bit, I guess. But, you know, just some real head music there. I got some more favorites I'm going to talk about, but, you know, going back to when I was a little kid, you know, the bubblegum stuff, you know, like the Jackson 5 and the Osmonds, you know, which was like the white version of the Jackson 5, KC and the Sunshine Band, you know, the disco era. And then there was a bunch more. And again, I know I'm going to forget some, but I'm just, you know, I was just kind of, a lot of these are just some that I thought about off my head as I was preparing this week. Call me if you got a favorite you want to talk about, 914-219-0884. So that was kind of the, you know, some of the kids stuff. And I know I listen a bunch more than that, but, so let me get right into some of the concerts I went to or have been to. Pretty wide variety. My very first concert was Loverboy. A girl I was dating at the time, she had some tickets, and so she provided the tickets, and I provided the ride, and we went to see Loverboy. And, you know, they were actually pretty good, and they're still playing. I think they toured. They were in this area, I think Annapolis, just a couple weeks or so ago. And from some of the videos I saw of some friends that went, they still sound pretty decent. Now, these are not necessarily in the order that I went to the concerts, but I saw Heart. I saw them twice. The first time I saw them was actually in Raleigh, and I worked for an advertising company, and we got tickets and promo stuff kind of on a regular basis, kind of like working at a radio station. So I had backstage passes there, and that was kind of cool. You know, I thought I was going to get to meet the Wilson sisters, but, you know, they always had a big guy, you know, right next to them, and you couldn't get, you know, within 40 feet of them. Really, the only thing that got us was just backstage for food and beer. But it was still kind of cool, you know, having the little bit of VIP treatment. And then I saw them again in Charlotte. My brother and his girlfriend and I went, and Kansas opened for them. So Kansas, and that was really one of the ones I hadn't put on my favorites list. But yeah, Kansas, they're definitely iconic in my mind. My very favorite concert that I ever went to was Stevie Ray Vaughan. I actually saw him the last time he was in Charlotte at the Grady Cole Center. And that was the best concert I've ever been to. I mean, I was probably 40 feet from the stage, and I stood my ground, and I stayed there the whole time through the first act, and I don't even remember what the first act was, the opening act. I wanted to see Stevie Ray Vaughan, so I'm lucky to have got to see him, you know, one more time, because that wasn't too many years before he was killed. And this is a weird one here. I saw Kenny Rogers twice. My ex-wife was a big Kenny Rogers fan, and actually he put on a pretty good show. You know, he was a Rogers and all. And then there's Ronnie Millsap. I saw him a couple of times. He opened for Kenny Rogers one time. And then Tina Turner. I saw Tina Turner, and actually that's not one normally I would have probably bought tickets for. But, I work for that advertising company, and I got free tickets to see Tina Turner, and, you know, she was awesome. I don't remember the name of the album, but it was in the 80s, and it was What's Love Got to Do With It. That was one of her main hits then, and it was an awesome. She put on an incredible show. Elton John, I saw Elton John. That was from the nosebleed section, and the new, what was the new Charlotte Coliseum, again, a promotion ticket. I saw the back of his bald head at the time. Barbara Mandrell, same thing. That's not one I probably would have bought a ticket for, but she was good. I saw David Lee Roth and Poison opened for him. And, again, that was not a promo ticket, but my stepson at the time had tickets and wanted to go, and so so we went to see David Lee Roth. That was probably the loudest concert I've ever been to. My ears were numb the next day. I mean, if I'd have known that it was doing that to my hearing. And, I mean, Poison was just as loud, if not louder, than David's band. This was after he was with Van Halen, so he was doing the I'm Just a Gigolo kind of crap, you know. Wish I could have seen him when he was with Van Halen. I would have a lot rather seen Van Halen. And then one time I went to a Wyndham Hills concert. Now, a lot of you might not, unless you're not a jazz lover, you may not know who Wyndham Hills is. But Wyndham Hills is a record label, actually. And they had just a few of their artists that were at Queens College in Charlotte. Billy O'Skay, Barbara Higgins, and Pierre Domnall. And it was a really – I liked that concert because it was so, for lack of a better word, sophisticated, because everybody stayed seated. You didn't have to fight to see, and everybody was quiet during the music, and when they got done, everybody applauded, and it was just a little more sane. And then I saw Emmylou Harris, and she was with the Charlotte Pops Orchestra, and, man, she was awesome. She was really good. I don't remember this whole story, but she was at Evans Auditorium in Charlotte. That's the only ones I can think of that I've been to. Now, I may have been to some more concerts, but, I know I've been to other concerts, but, you know, as far as headliner folks. Give me a call. Hey, tell me what about your first concert, 914-219-0884. I'd love to hear from you. Just give me a call and tell me who you saw first, or just your favorite concert or whatever. In the meantime, going back to just my list of favorite artists, CCR, you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Joe Walsh, Eric Clapton, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Dire Straits. Remember the Money for Nothing, you know, when they did the Farm Aid Live Aid concert. That's the first time. That was one of the first videos I saw. And that was actually when I was working for the cable advertising company, so we were kind of involved in that. Madonna, you know, hey, Madonna's done some cool stuff. She's pretty iconic. Fleetwood Mac, Above Average Joe sings one of their songs, and she does as good or better job than they do, I think, but I'm a little bit biased. Aerosmith, you know, Steven Tyler and those guys. I'm not a singer, but, you know, we do hang out at the karaoke every now and then and torture people. No, Above Average Joe doesn't torture people. People really like to hear her sing. But I do Come Together by the Beatles, and that's because, you know, I'm a Beatle fan, but actually I kind of style it more after the way that Steven Tyler did it in Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. That was a movie with Peter Frampton, and I think the Bee Gees were in it, and, you know, but Aerosmith was in it. And that's a weird mix, but they did Come Together, and, man, Steven Tyler, he does that song, I think, way better than the Beatles do. But Prince, how could you not say Prince? I mean, what can I say? I mean, everybody that loves music generally is likes Prince for one reason or another. Talking Heads, Genesis, and Peter Gabriel, you know, which came from Genesis. Charlie Daniels Band, and then going way back, the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and any combination of those. Michael Jackson, he was really coming along pretty big in high school. I remember hearing, you know, a lot of his songs on the jukebox when me and my buddies were hanging out. Billie Jean, you know, those, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, very iconic. I don't think I need to tell you all about Michael Jackson. You probably heard of the guy. Call me, 914-219-0884. You can also join me on the chat room if you're logged on to Blog Talk Radio. You can come on chat if you just want to say, you know, mention something and you don't want to be on the air, and I'll be happy to get it out there. If you mention Michael Jackson as an icon, you got to mention Elvis, and actually you probably mention Elvis first, because Elvis is the icon of icons, I guess. What can I say about Elvis? Jerry Lee Lewis, kind of the same time period. I always liked Jerry Lee, man. He could just do that honky-tonk piano playing and just letting it rip. The Cars, not quite so iconic as Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis, but I like The Cars. The Police, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and then just plain old Tom Petty. And then I kind of have gotten into some alternative music, and I guess you would list this artist under them with Andreas Vollenweider. And I don't know how many of you ever heard of him, but he is Dutch. He does like an electric harp. It's mostly instrumental music. There is some lyrics, and he has some guest artists on some of his music. White Winds was one of my favorite albums, still is. But, you know, look up Andreas Vollenweider and have a nice, good sound system. Elvis Costello. Oh, Beck. Oh, my God. There's a Beck recording called Wave. He performed it on Saturday Night Live. Look that one up on YouTube. Make sure you got a good sound system, preferably headphones. Beck, you know, he's kind of alternative rock-ish, you know. Call me, 914-219-0884. Tell me about your first concert, your favorite concert, or your favorite artist, or your favorite song, or your favorite instrument. If you are an artist, feel free to call in. Tell me about your music. I'd love to hear about it. We have quite a few bands that come to VFW and play the dances. The last one we did, we had a sock hop. Valhalla band was there. They're a local band from Oakboro, and they're very good. And Randy Clay Band's played there. Those are some of the more recent ones. But we have, you know, we have some pretty good bands come out there. But anyway, tell me again. Call me 914-219-0884. We've only got about 5 minutes left. It's amazing how fast 30 minutes goes by. But there's no commercials, and so, you know, it's just me unless you call. So I've been talking nonstop here. So I'm gonna give me a little drink here. I do like jazz. I don't listen to jazz on a regular basis, but when I'm just kind of chilling, I like to put on a channel or that's just got some multiple artists, jazz artists. I know Kurt Jazz Radio, I think I've never listened to Kurt's show, but he does a jazz show, and he's an expert. He's always got something good going on. I need to listen to his show. I'm promoting it because he's a friend of mine, and I know everything he does is he does a good job on. So I'm sure it's really good. Maybe I can get Kurt to call in and join me one day, and we can talk about jazz and somebody that really knows about jazz. So anyway, one of my favorite jazz artists is David Sanborn. He was the band director and on Saturday Night Live for several years, but he's a great saxophone player and just a great a writer and composer. Spyro Gyra is one that comes to mind, and there's a zillion others. There's so many good jazz artists. I even like some classical music under certain, in certain circumstances. There's really something really classy about classical music. I guess that's why it's called classical, or it could be classical. It's a classic. Beethoven, Bach, all those. I always wanted to learn to play some Beethoven when I was taking piano lessons, but most of his stuff was pretty complex, and I just never did get that far with it. Got about three minutes left. Give me a call, 914-219-0884. Love to hear from you. Tell me about your favorite concert or your favorite artist or your favorite kind of music. Tell me about your music if you're an artist or a musician, singer. I think I mentioned that I do like bluegrass. I don't have any particular artists that I could mention, but I like some good banjo and fiddle. I've listened to this is not bluegrass, but Junior Brown. He plays the double neck guitar. I think he's pretty famous, but a little obscure, I guess. He did Highway Patrol. Dwight Yoakam. He's more mainstream. I like Dwight. Samantha Fish, she's really awesome. She's kind of a blues guitarist, and she's one of the most incredible guitar players I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen her live, but just the videos and stuff I've seen her, that girl can play some guitar. My favorite singer of all time is Above Average Joe, and I'm a little bit biased there because she sings to me, and that's a gift from God. Not everybody has that, and I've been blessed to have her as my wife. And she's made some videos for me, and she'll get up at karaoke and just sing to me, and like there's nobody else in the room, and she just melts my heart. Hopefully we'll have her on the show one day. So far she hasn't really been interested in being on with me, but I think she's a little mic shy, but not when she's singing. So anyway, we're counting down. We got just a few more seconds. Feel free to call in 914-219-0884. You'll have to say it quick, but I appreciate everybody tuning in today. Listening, and it's been all about me because I'm the only one talking, but again, just giving you some of my history, and as shows come in down the road, you'll know me better when we start talking about other things that are a little bit less about my history. At least you'll kind of have a little window into where I'm coming from. So we're going to get on out of here. You can listen to this later on the archive. But thanks for tuning in.